Okay, we are on Beitza Daf Yud Tes. Beitza Yud Tes is today's Daf, and we are on Yud Ches Amud Beis by the two dots where we are going to start as we continue here in the second parak of Maseches Beitza. Says the Gemara, two dots, Yud Ches Amud Beis. V'shavin shemashikin esamayim b'kli even v'chulu. The Mishnah had said, getting into laws of Tumah V'Tahara, the Mishnah had said on Yud Zayin Amud Beis on the bottom, that when Shabbos falls out, when Yanta falls out the day after Shabbos, so first we had a machlok, it's about Tevila. Bishamai says you can be Tovel everything, but you need to be Tovel everything before Shabbos. And Beshila allowed a person to be Tovel, to mitar themselves on Shabbos. Just the Kelim have to be done before Shabbos. Why do the Kelim have to be done before Shabbos? So we have the four different reasons given in the Gemara. Whether it's Gezer Shem Yavirenu, number one, or number two, Schita, number three, Shema Yishet, and number four was Rava, and that was Nireh Kimisakein Kli. And we quoted the Machlokas, we showed him, who do we Paskin like? That was the four, that's the first part of the Mishnah, which ended off by saying, the discussions of Tefillah Bisman Hazeh, and what about Yom Kippur, what about Tisha B'Av, and whether we apply the principle of Hoel. But now we get into the second line of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said that one is allowed, if somebody has Tamei water, one is allowed to be mashik the mayim with a kli even. You put in a stone kli to be mitahir it on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to be matbil it. We already explained that, but now let's see what the Gemara says about it. Says the Gemara, my avalo matbilin, what are you not allowed to do on Shabbos with the, what does the Mishnah mean? It's very, unclear. You're allowed to be mashik the mayim in a kli even, but not to be matbil. Amar Shmuel, ein matbilin es a kli, al gav meimav litaharo biyantif. You're not allowed to be matbil the water in a kli, in a wooden kli. Rashi explains that is tamei, but by putting it the water in it and just being mashik the water in order to be mitaret. I want to be able to take care of this kli without anybody noticing, so I'm not allowed to do that on Shabbos through by doing the waters. It says the Gemara, Mani Masdisan, who is the author of the Mishnah, that allows you to be matbil a stone kli, but not allowed to be matbil a wooden kli. Who is that? Mani Masdisan, alo Revi, velo Rabbanan. The Gemara has the, says that the Mishnah, which makes the distinction, is not according to anybody, Revi or the Rabbanan, because one of these opinions, matir both, and one of these opinions, aser both. Titania, as the Brisa says, ein matbilin as a kli, al gab meimah, of Litaro, one is not allowed to put the water in the kli and then dunk the kli in order, even a stone kli, Litaro, even a wooden kli, Vein Mashik and a Samayim, but kli, Evan Litaro, and Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says they're both usser, the wooden and the stone. The Chacham Omrim, Matbilin Kli, Alga Meima Litaro, Umashik and a Samayim, but kli, Evan Litaro, and the Chacham say both are mutter. So, Mani, E Rebbe, if our Mishnah is Rebbe, Shita, Kasha, Ashoka, then Ashoka is a problem, because our Mishnah allows hashaka, as we explained it in yesterday's shiur, in terms of being tovel the kelim. So according to Rebbe, kasha hashaka, because Rebbe says both are mutter, both are users. How can the Mishnah say what is mutter? E rabbanan kasha advala. And according to the rabbanan in the brisa, who say both are mutter, so why would the Mishnah aser any? So who's the author of the Mishnah? Iba yisema Rebbe, Iba yisema rabbanan. So the Mishnah could be read according to either. Iba yisema Rebbe. The Mishnah could be like Rebbe Shita, who asers both in the Mishnah, who aser both in the brisa. Resha de Brisa Biyantif. The first line of the Brisa, you have to split the two lines in the Brisa. When Rebbe answers both, the first line that says it's Usser is talking about Yantif, that a Kli 8 is Usser on Yantif, while the Kli Evan would be Mutter on Yantif. The safe, but that's the first line. V'seifa b'Shabbos. And the last line of the second line of Rebbe is on Shabbos, and that's what he assers. He assers Shabbos by a Kli Evan, but he wouldn't asser Yantif, the line of a Kli Evan. And Yantif is not in the Brisa. Left out. The Kula Mastiza b'Yantif, the whole Mishnah is about Yantif, for Rebbe would agree to the distinction between Kli Evan and a Kli Eitz when it comes to Yantif. V'ibay yisema Rabbanan, and you could also read the Mishnah according to the Rabbanan, who matired both in the Brisa. So why does our Mishnah make the distinction? The Kula Mastiza b'Shabbos. And our Mishnah is talking about Shabbos and not Yantif. So that's how you could put together and dovetail the Mishnah and the Brisa. Okay, so that was how the Brisa fits in, and now we continue. Tana Rabbanan, related items, which have, as we'll see, some halacha lemaisa relevance. Tana Rabbanan klishin b'meir of yantiv. We spoke about how our Mishnah could be halacha lemaisa yesterday. Machlokas Rishonim in terms of if one has, even though Tumah v'Tahara are not relevant to lemaisa today. What about in terms of a kli that needs tevila that one bought from a non-Jew? So we said that's an afkamina between the reasons yesterday. So now we have a related issues. Tana Rabbanan kli shenitzma me'erev yantiv in matbilin oso bein hashmashos, a kli that became tamei in erev yantiv, something that you could have taken care of on erev yantiv. You could have been tovel in erev yantiv and you didn't. You can't be matel in bein hashmashos twilight as Shabbos is as yantiv is about to start. You can't do that. Why? This is based also on the Mishnah that we know from Bava Malikin. The Mishnah says about Malikin, Shlosh Dvarim, Sarach Adam Lomar Psof Pesa, Erev Shabbos and Chashecha. There are three things that a person has to stay in his house on Erev Shabbos. He has to make sure that everything was done because the following items cannot be done on Shabbos. Isartem, there was Meister taken off, a Ravtem, Hadlika was an Er. You know, the third one is a statement because you can see the candles aren't lit. Savich Chashecha, Savich Eina Chashecha. Once it becomes Beit HaShmashos, Ein Ma'asrin Esavadai. What is not allowed to take off the Meister from Vadai Tevel, Ve'ein Matzbilin, Esa Kelim. There it is. Tvilas Kelim cannot be done at Bein HaShmashos. Ve'ein Madlikin Esa Neiris. That's a Dinda Raisa. The Gemara there says, the first two are Durabanan. Ava Masr Esa Dmai, Ma'arbin Etoman Esa Chamin. Okay, distinctions. But the line, Ein Matzbilin Esa Kelim. So we know from Ba Malikin. So that's this line here. A Kli that became Tama in Erev Yantif. One can't be Tovelit on even during Bein HaShmashos. Keep in mind the Ritva in Yuma that we have mentioned in the past, and that is Bein HaShmashos might not be just a suffix time, and we're not sure, and there is an answer to the question. And if we would know, Eliyahu Nabi would come and tell us if Bein HaShmashos, if this moment is day or if this moment is night, we would have an answer to the question. Right? It could be that Bein HaShmashos is an inherently unanswerable question. That's the language of the Ritva, or as it's called by the Achronim. It's a din suffix. It's a suffix for Torah's Vadai, as is said in the Brisker world, that it's a creation that has elements of Yom and elements of Laila in it, and it's an unanswerable question, similar to Androgynous being a Birya Bifnei Atzma. That is Bein HaShmashos. Remember we had earlier the Gemara in the first parak about a chicken. The chickens only lay eggs by day, by night, and we said according to some Achronim, so they said, why don't you watch a chicken during Bein HaShmashos, and whenever it lays an egg, so you'll know that's Vadai Yom. So the answer is that you can't do that, because Bein HaShmashos might not be a question that can be answered. It might be an unanswerable suffix yom, suffix laila. Either way, that's a question in Lumdis. We're back to our Gemara. So a kli that becomes tamei in Erev Yantif, you can't be matvilit on during Bein HaShmashos. What is the reason given here? Pashtus, because it might be, it's toveling it a little bit on Yantif. Matvil be Yantif. Reb Shimino Shazuriyom, Reb Pecholi matvilin also. Forget that. Even on weekday, you can't be matvilit on Bein HaShmashos. Really? What's the problem with weekday? Because it requires Eriv Shemesh. So we know something toveled during the day for Tuma and Tara. Not like today, Bizman Hazeh, where we're tovel a kli that we bought from a non-Jew, and right away we could use it. No, in terms of Tuma and Tara, whenever you tovel something, you have to wait till Harif Shemesh. So, if somebody is tovel it during Bein HaShmashos, there's a very good chance that he's going to think that he got it during the day, and Harif Shemesh will have occurred already. Really, it was too late, and he might use it inappropriately already that night when he really has to wait till the following day, sunset. Rashi, v'zeh ha-matbil kli balayla vaday daito lishtamish bo miyad. If somebody is going and being matbil it right now, he obviously wants to use it right away, and therefore we are nervous that he's going to do that, so they made a gzera. Reb Shimon Shazuri says that you're not allowed to be matvil during Bein HaShmashos because you might have to use it right away, and really, you need Harev Shemesh. Says the Gemara Tanakama, lo boy Harev Shemesh. Tanakama doesn't have that chashash, so why don't you need Harev Shemesh according to him? So Amar Rava, Ashkachtin, Ul Rabbana de Beirav, the Yasi Vakamri, Rava says, I'll tell you, I found the Bnei HaYeshiva that gave the following pshat to the Machlokas, and then I'll say my pshat to the Machlokas. Whenever this language is found, it's always prefacing that there are going to be two pshatim of the prior Machlokas. Rava says, I found the Bnei HaYeshiva, and this is the Machlokas that they gave. V'ka'amri, b'machshavto nikeres mitoch ma'isav kamiflagi. The Machlokas is a case where it is pretty clear what someone is doing. Are we allowed to assume that that's what he's doing, or do we have to take into account other conditions that might be present? B'machshavto, if his thought process is clear through his actions. Ve'echidami, what does that mean here? Kigon denakin mana biyadei, a person has to clean his hands. Ve'rohid va'alza, medesparashas tatbulei. We see he's rushing to the mikvah. We see he's running to try to go matvul this kli. So why is he running? He probably is running because he wants to get under the wire before banashmashas. Look, it's a weekday. So, is that rushing for Shabbos? It's Tuesday. So, what do we assume? Why do we assume he's running? So, Mar Savar, so the first opinion holds, Hai dinak to karahit va'azil. The fact that he is running, made the yada to bayarev shemesh. We assume that he's rushing because he wants to get it before sunset. And if he would miss it, if he would be during a banish mashus, then he would wait till the following day because he knows the halacha. Mistama, he's waiting, he's trying to get it into banish mashus, and he misses it, and therefore there's no worry, there's no concern. It's nikar that he's trying to get before banish mashus. It's nikar that he knows the halacha. That's what the Tanakhama says. There is no such problem of being mafil of banish mashus during that time because it's nikar mitov maisav that he is a ba'al halacha and he will wait. And the only problem is on Friday night because that is a chash of tikkun during Umar Savar, Machbas Balachnu to Karad. And others say no. The second opinion, Shimon Shizuri says, no way he's rushing, because he's a busy man. He's rushing to try to take care of this while he can. And therefore, there is no possibility. There is a possibility that he's doing it for the right reasons. There's a possibility that he's not doing it because of Malacha. So it's not totally Nikar. It's not enough Nikar to say that he knows the Halacha Be'e Benish Masha. So we would not allow him, and we would say it's not a good idea for him to Tovel it during Benish Masha's, even on a weekday. So that's the first suggestion, says Rava, that he heard about this machlokas. Interesting discussion of the tzlach. The tzlach right here says, I don't understand what type of person are we talking about here. B'maya skinan, iba mezid, sheyodeya. Are we talking about somebody who knows the halacha or doesn't? Or we're not sure. Iba mezid, if it's b'mezid, that he knows that you need harev shemesh, and he did it anyway during ben hashmashas, because we're not sure. So if he did it anyway during ben hashmashas, and there's a worry that he might, you know, come to use it sooner, and he's just going to try to be more after, then how can we rely on anything? And if he's going to listen to us, why don't we just say something to him? Isn't that a simpler solution? Says the tzlach, oh, you're not sure, you're not worried, you see what he's doing, so run and tell him, don't remember the halacha. He's running to follow the halachas, so why don't we just say something to him? Says the tzlach, I'm not sure what type of person we're talking about. Ula eis kazos lo matzasi be'eshtenus machshevosai kavanas hasugyal nachon. I still, after much thought, says the tzlach, I'm not sure what type of person we're talking about, because why don't we just tell him that this is a halacha? Says Rav Yashiv in the Ha'aris, to the version of the Ha'aris, it says, shekol yamav chai b'hanacha. He thought that this person, must have thought she ain't sorach harif shemesh lo yol aldia. You know, we're talking about a person who's rushing, but according to Rav Shimon Shizuri, you know what the worry is? Somebody is not so, she's rushing because of malacha, and somebody does not know that we require harif shemesh. He knows that he requires tefillah. But somebody who thought of something, unbelievable, somebody who thought of something all his life, it will be very difficult to convince him that he's wrong. Vitzarech bedavka lo mono mi litvo. The only way to prevent him or to get him to follow halacha is not letting him be tovel. If he thinks that he can be tovel and use it right now, and I'm going to tell him, well, you know what, it's a little late, you have to wait till the following day, he's going to be very hard-pressed to be convinced. Because people don't like to change. Got the message of Rav Yashiv. Rav Zilberstein here in the Chashuk Yechemed uses this Rav Yashiv to relate to another case that he had. He says, Sheila Ama Arath, there's somebody who comes to the Rav, Yonah Diyoma, somebody comes to the Rav to sell his chavetz, to a non-Jew, and the Rav says, okay, fine, but the Rav knows that this Am Ha'aretz is under the misimpression that after you sell the chametz to a guy, you're allowed to eat it. He only knows about Bayi Rav Yimatzi. He doesn't know about the Isra Achila, or he thinks the Isra Achila is only on your own chametz, but not of the goy's chametz. Where did he get this from? Because Nishtarsha Etzlo, Kivet Sha'aviv Begetto, his father who lived in the ghetto, used to sell the chametz to the guy to not violate Bayi Rav, but then he ate chametz because of Bikuach Nefesh. He had no food, he would have starved. So the son, who didn't help put those two together, says, oh, okay, you can sell your chametz, then you can eat your chametz. So the question is, what should the Rav do? Should the Rav sell the chametz to the guy and at least save this person from the Isra Bal Yira'a, even though he knows he's going to eat it? Or should he not? Maybe there's a worry. Shalotol Azaras HaRav, and he'll warn the person, but, you know, the person might not might not accept it, but if he doesn't sell it, so maybe the person won't eat it. There's a chance. So what should he do? So he says, maybe this is related to that psak of Rav Yashav in our sugya. If a person thinks something all their life, it's very difficult to try to change them. So here a person thinks, after it's sold, he's going to be able to eat it. So maybe he shouldn't be able to sell it. And then he says, maybe yesh litchos, but maybe in our sugya, you don't lose anything. Lo mafsid shum davar b'zeshin imnanu. What are we doing by preventing him from being matbol the kalim? There's no downside. So he's not going to use it. But over here in our case, he's going to violate by Rabbi Yematzei. Right, even if he does not, even if he listens, that, oh, I can't eat it. So he's going to violate by Rabbi Yematzei. So maybe that's a downside. So it says Rav Zilberstein in the end, maybe the difference is befanav ishalo befanav. Befanav, you should say, I'm not selling it because I want to make sure that you know that you're not allowed to eat the chametz even after you sell it. So don't sell it in front of him, but then zachal alam shalo befanav, sell it in private. If you sell it in private without his knowing, he's not going to violate by Rabbi Yematzei, but hopefully he won't eat the chametz either. That is the pshara that Rav Zilberstein says based on the Rav Yashiv in our sugya. Okay, we continue. That is all pshat number one of what is the machlokas of Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Shazuri, whether we only say it's not a good idea to be tovel kalim during Beit Hamikdash Friday night, or also even during the week he shouldn't be tovel because we're worried that he's not going to wait. And do you say machshava nikeres bitoch ma'isav? V'yamina, first wide line now, V'yamina lehu anah, but Rava says, but I told them, I don't think that's the pshat of the machlokas. V'machshavto nikeres bitoch ma'isav, tukuliyama lo pligi, if the machshav is niker bitoch ma'isav, everybody agrees, I don't think that that's the machlokas, everybody agrees that in that case, we assume he's running, because he wants to make Ben HaShmashas, and if he doesn't make it, he's going to wait. Ki pligi, the machlokas is going to be, kagon de'itmi b'pachos mika adasha. The case is that there's a kli that became tamei with less than a lentil size of a sheretz. We know a sheretz is betamei bika adasha, a recently dead sheretz, as is described in the first parak of Maseches Kelim. So it became tamei from less than an adasha of a sheretz. The asala kamei drabanel sheyule b'pachus bika adasha itviolo, and the person came to the rav to ask him, I'm not sure what the halacha is. So you see, this person does not know all of hilchos tumah v'tahara. So he is comes to ask what he should do. Does he have to be mitire this kli? Mar savar. So the Tanakama holds midaha. I'm sorry, Rav Shimon Shazuri holds midaha lo gamir harif shevish nami lo gamir. From the fact that he asks about this halacha of paklos mika adasha, he doesn't know this halacha of tovatara. So mistami, he doesn't know the other halacha of tovatara of harif shemesh, and therefore we have to wait. We have to tell him not to be matvil it during Ben Hashmashos. Rashi says we're talking about a Kohen, who's talking about to use Truma. Umar Savar, and that's because it's a real worry that he's going to use it. Ha hu de lo gamir, ha harif shemesh gamir. And the Tanakhama says, no, fine, he might not know this halacha, but who says he doesn't know all halachas? And therefore, one halacha, one lack of hilchos tumah v'tahara, does not mean that he doesn't know the other halacha. Remember the Hakdama of the Egle Tal, where he quotes his father, relating to the halacha of Harif Shemesh and Tvul Yom. After all, if somebody goes to the mikvah, why should they have to wait till sunset? They went to the mikvah, they did everything they had to do. They still have to wait? First Daf and Shas, right? Harif Shemesh. This Gemara, what do you have to wait for? Harif Shemesh, who explains the father of the Egle Tal, the father of Pesach HaShavah Rebbe, that Harif Shemesh means that once the day started off with Tumah, so then it'll always have some shemet, some stain of Tumah, because beginnings are always crucial. And if the beginning of the day started off, then there's a hashpa of that onto the entire day. And that's why even if you went to the mikvah, you still have to wait, because beginnings are crucial. And that's why he explains Kriyashma. You say Kriyashma once in the morning and that's it for the whole day. You don't have to say it again, because that hashpa of Kabbalah Sobalcha Shemayim, if it applies to Tum, it applies to Tara, right? Much more. Right? Midah Tov is greater than Midah Peronus. And therefore, that Kriyashma will last for the entire day. But right when it becomes nighttime, it's a new halachic day. So you have to say Kriyashma again in order to be mashpia on the entire night afterwards. You don't have to say it by Mincha, because the hashpa of the Shachris, it goes the entire day, and the hashpa of the Ma'ariv goes the entire night. So the mitzvah of Kriyashma twice a day. Okay, that is all the second line of the Mishnah. Now we get to the last line of the Mishnah, fifth wide line here. The Mishnah said, you're allowed to do a certain type of tefillah on Shabbos and on Yantif, migav legav u michabura lechabura. What does that mean? Migav lagav mechabur lechabura. So here we go. What does it mean? Matpil migav lagav. Says the Tosefta. Tana Rabbanan. Ketan migav lagav. So some type of tvila is allowed. Harotze la'asos gito al gav kado. Or agav bado, as it says. We'll go kado. Vikado agav gito ose. What does that mean? So Pasha, as Rav Rishonim say, Rashi says, and others say, that means, let's say I was tovel something to use for, tovel a kli to use for olive press, because I want to squeeze olives into oil. And I changed my mind, I want to use that to crush grapes into wine. Do you have to tovel it in between? No. Halacha, you don't have to tovel it in between. So therefore, if you want to, for some reason, are you allowed to do that on Yantif? Shabbos? Yes. Because you're not really doing anything. If you're not really accomplishing something, you're not really being misakin anything, we would allow you to do that on Shabbos or Yantif. Says the Rashba right here, by the fact that the Mishnah says that if you want to, you're allowed to, because you're not really doing anything, because d'oraisa, you don't need it, it must be that there is something. Why would the person be doing it if it's meaningless? So it must be that you're accomplishing something, but just nothing on a d'oraisa level. Says the Rashba, it must then be that on a lachadchila level, on a d'rabbana level, there's a lachadchila to do this. My kamashvalan, if lola meimer dein tzara klal afilu mi drabanan dip came shita my kamashvalan ela mashba to be drabanan mi utzarech mishemayla the ashkachan tefila ki ha mishemayla in the end of mesachas chagiga where the gemara the chagiga says let's say tava valonis kavin ki lo taval and the gemara says that's only lechulin and not live. And not the Meiser. Either way, this is the Rashba. The Shittim Kubetzes here says no. Shittim Kubetzes says no. Oh, no. There's no reason. You ought to be machmer on yourself. There's no lechadchila to be machmer this. I don't understand why, the Rashba says that it is a lechadchila. Says the Shittim Kubetzes here, quoting his Rebbe, to me, the Piresh Rashi, she'enel tzorach lachzor lahadvil, v'chumra ba'al mahu mashmu, afilim grabanon. Rishus is biyadu, you are allowed to, but you don't need this on a Durabanan level even at all. Machlok Shidu Kubasis and the Rashba, whether there is a lechatchila here to take care of this. If you look continuation in the Rashba, the Rashba quotes another Deya, quotes Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam, who give a different shot of this Gemara. What is the machlokas between what is the pshat of the Rambam and Rabbeinu Chananel? They quote another daya here. They say that there is a different pshat. Migav l'gav doesn't just mean for no reason. Rabbeinu Chananel pirish. Gato v'kado she'echa mehem l'maiser v'echa l'truma. That's what it means. You were matpulit l'maiser sheni, and now you want to use it for truma. You want to go up a level in kedusha. That's Rabbeinu Chananel. That's the Rambam, and that's what you're allowed to do. Says the Rashba. But what do you mean? That's a serious tevila. Why would you not be able? Why would you be allowed to do that? And also, why do you have to use different words in the Mishnah? Gato and kado. If it's both one for maiser and one for trumas, then why don't you just say lamale gato v'kado donagalema migat l'gad mikav l'kad? And therefore, the Rambam and Rabbeinu Chananel Shat is a more mechudas pshat, it's more related to the cases given in the last parak in Chagiga, but the Rashba says, I don't think it would be simple to have that pshat in the Mishnah. If you look in the footnotes, let's wait to do the next line and then we'll see the footnotes. What does the next line of the Mishnah mean? We gave two pshatim for gav l'gav. Keitzan mechabur l'chabura, haya ochel b'chabura zu, v'rotza lecho b'chabura acheret, harashuz v'yado. If you're eating in one group and you want to eat in the other group, you're allowed to. What if you want to be tovel, the kalim, in between? You're allowed to. What type of groups are we talking about? Rashi says, b'chabura zu al pischo. Carbon Pesach, as we know, has to be eaten b'chabura. And what happens if I want to switch my chabura? So that's the case. Vayatame, o kelim tameim, person becomes tame, or kelim are tame. And he wants to be tovel in order to switch the groups. So that is allowed also on Shabbos, because that is not needed either. You don't need you don't need to switch something to go to the mikveh in order to switch the groups. The big question here, though, by the Achronim is, even the Achronim, the Tosfos Chachmei Angli and others, the summary of this is in the footnotes in the Rashba here, switching the groups on Purim Pesach? You're not allowed to switch the groups on Purim Pesach. You have to be nimne on a chabura, and once you're in the chabura, you have to be there. You can't allow to switch. Right? Once before shechita, fine, but after shechita, we're talking about eating. Shechita already occurred. So how do you switch? So the Tosfos Chachmei Anglia says The Mayri Sha'achal Kezayas Vipischo, you already ate a Kezayas from your own Karen Pesach. V'achar kach holech l'achol b'chabur acheres. And now you want to go eat. So you already ate. The Isser is only, the Isser switching chabur is only before you ate. But once you ate, you can switch. But then the footnotes here, the Rashba, V'tirit Sarechi and Gadol. Ech yachol l'achol b'pesach shlo nimr l'av kodam shchita. Fine regarding the one that you ate from you, a Yotze. But the one that you're going to, how could you add that? If you weren't nimne before shchita. So that is very difficult. But he quotes two other answers here. One is Yeshli Asher Alpi HaRashbi Shans, based on HaRashbi Shans, Dedina Shalo Limnuyav Eino Ela B'Shchita Sapesach VeEino Ba'Achila Sapesach. Big Chiddush. The Shan says that the din of Shalolim Nuyev is only by the Shechita and not by the Yachila. The Ein Yotzen Rak BePesach SheNimne Allah BeShasas BeZman HaShechita. As long as you are Nimne BeZman HaShechita, good enough. V'Chol SheYatz Achilas Pesach Yochol Lechol BeChaburos Dosafos. One is enough. As long as one is enough, so then you eat another one. That's a Chiddush in Hilchos Karan Pesach. But then he quotes the answer that Rabbi Yashiv gave when he learned Maseches Beitzah, and that is, maybe Pesach here in Rashi doesn't mean literally Pesach, but it means what's eaten with Pesach, and that is the Chagiga. The Chagiga, as the Mishnah says at the end of Pesachim, Birech Berech has a Pesach, Pater has a Zevach, the Zevach, the carpet of Chagiga that goes with the Pesach, you could be Nechlal that in the Bracha of the Karan Pesach, so maybe that's what it means here. That the Chagiga is also called Pesach. Either way, it's difficult to explain, but those are the two lines, Gato Agav Kado, and the other of Chabura Lechabura. Okay, says the next Mishnah. Veshama Yomrim, Mevi and Shlam, this Mishnah now is about other Hilchas Yantif, moving away from Shabbos and Yantif next to each other, just a separate Hilchas Yantif, about Karbanos on Yantif. We know Yantif has a heter of Ochel Nefesh, but what am I out of Karban? That is Ochel Nefesh. Am I allowed to bring that on Yantif? Because we know there are many malachos that are included in bringing a carbon. What about an ola, which I don't eat? So is that included in the heter? Beishamai Omrim, maybe in Shlamim, in Somchan Aleyan. Beishamai says you're allowed to bring a carbon Shlamim because that is included in the heter of Ochel Nefesh. Because Shlamim, you're going to partake of. The Kohanim are going to partake of it. But you can't do Smicha. You can't do Smicha on it. Why? Smicha, leaning with all your might on the animal's head in order to do vidui by certain carbonos. Or, what else do we say by vidui? The Rambam writes, in Maisa Karbanos, in the third parak, what do you do? We're going to talk about smicha of a shlamim here. We're talking about shlamim and olos. So what do you say by the smicha usually? So the Rambam says, Ketzat Somet and Gimel Yudalid, Imhaya HaKarban Kodesh Kadashim, Amida B'Tzafon Upanav Lamayrav, Fahasomech Omid B'Mizrach Upanav Lamayrav, the Somet stands there, Meniach Shtei Yadav Bein Shnei Karnav, you put the two hands between the two horns, Umizvadeh, Al Chatas Avon Chatas, V'Al Asham Avon Asham, V'Al Ha'ola. What about an Ola? That's not brought Al Chait. Misvada Avon Aseva Avon Los Asishnitik Lase. That's good enough also. Asay, Avon Asay, and Avon Los Asishnitik Lase. What about Shlamim? So the Rambam says that you would say Divrei Shevach. Divrei Shevach and Ritzui. That is the Rambam. Question: the Radvaz quotes a Deya that no, maybe you'll say Vidui. Halavaishi is Vada Kolayim Kulo. Even if you don't know you did anything wrong. Either way, that's Smicha. So you know there's Smicha and there's Vidui by all Karbanos. So, says the Mishnah, the Beishamai holds, you can bring the Shlamim, but you can't do Smicha. Why? Because that's a Gzeira of Hishtamshus Babali Chayim on Yantif. And that Issa Durabanan, Smicha is not Doche, that Issa Durabanan. Avalo Olos, but you cannot bring any Olos, says Beishamai, except obviously for the carbon of Sibur. The carbon Tamid or the carbon Musafi can be brought on Yantif. But any personal Olos cannot be brought on Yantif. That is the Shita of Beishamai. No problem. Bring the shlamim, bring the olos, and do smicha. No problems. That's the machlokas, and we'll talk about in the Mishnah, the Gemara, whether this is limited or not. Ask the Pnei Yeshua. Ask the Pnei Yeshua and Beis Shammai. How are you allowed to bring the karbanos lechatchila without smicha? How is that possible? How can you bring a karbon lechatchila without smicha? Says the Pnei Yeshua right here. He says, "Ubiduchti tuva akati amai tiru beishamai lishchot shal mechagiga biyantif hamevatol biyadai mitzvah smicha ubiduchti tuva maksha ashas umasik to asul havi shum karban hechashem mevatol mitzvah smicha biyadayim v'koshkin hacha tefshul havi shal mechagiga laacher yantif." Says, so why could you bring a lechil that smicha? Push it off if it's not something that you have to bring today. Says the Pnei Yeshua, V'nira liyashiv l'vim v'ashkaz v'atosos parakol aged. Tosfos says in Gittin that what's the whole reason that you can't bring a carbon? You need to have smicha. What if you didn't do smicha? Smicha's not ma'akev, but it's based on Reb Zeira, kalaroi labila. As long as it, you have the potential of something, that's Reb Zeira's famous din, kalaroi labila, ein bila ma'keves, kol she'ein roi labila, bila ma'keves. You have to be able to mix the carbon mincha with the flour and the oil, even if you don't. You don't need to lamaisa as long as you have the potential. So that's here too, says the Pnei Yeshua. As long as it is roi. So, in our case, where it is roi da'oraisa, kiva demi da'oraisa chazi, roi l'smicha karina, that's good enough. Just because you have an issa d'rabbanan that is here, and that is preventing you from doing the smicha, that is still called kal haroi labila. Number one. Number two, the other question asked on the Mishnah is, why is there a problem of this, of histamshus b'vali chayim, ein shvus b'mikdash? Right, isn't there an issa d'rabbanan here only, and therefore we would apply the principle? So Rishonim many times say that principle is limited to certain types of shvusim. And here too, the Turei Avin says that theoretically smicha can be done b'chutz. It's not a shvus dafka b'mikdash. It can be done outside, so therefore not all shvusim are included here, because this is not defined as a real shvus b'mikdash. Or the Sfasema says on Tamar's daf that this shvus is not legabe karbanat sibur, or items that have to be done defined by the mikdash. This is the Yisraelim could bring a carbon. So therefore, you don't apply the principle of ein shvus b'mikdash, especially if it's connected. That principle is connected to at least one place, the Kesef Mishnah says this, to the principle of konim zrizim heim, and therefore that would not apply here. Good, says the Mishnah, says the Gemara now, Amar Ula, this machlokas, Bishamay says you can bring shlamims without smicha, but no olos. And Beis Hillel says, no, bring whatever you want. Amar Ula, no, we're going to limit the machlokas according to Ula. Machlokas, Bishamay chagiga, lismoch, the machlokas is only by Shalmai Chagiga, the carbon shlamim that has to do with Yontif. That's what Beis Hillel allows. And the Machlokas is whether you do smicha on that. Va'olas re'iya likarev. And in olas re'iya, we know there are three carbonos that you bring by Aliyah L'Regel, three separate mitzvahs counted in the Minyan mitzvahs, in the Rambam, in the Chinuch. You have Sha'an olas re'iya, you have Shalmai Chagiga, and the Shalmai Simcha, the three carbonos that we bring by Aliyah L'Regel. So the Machlokas here is only, meaning Beis Hillel only allows you to bring on Yontif carbonos that are shaykh to the Yontif. Ula limits this machlokas very much. Even Beis Hillel only allows you to bring Shalmei Chagiga and Olas Re'iya. De Beis Shammai Savei, De Beis Shammai holds v'chagosem oso chag l'ashem chagiga in Olas Re'iya lo. The word chag, even though it means yantif, palpi pashtus, it also is an allusion to chagiga, like we had back in Sukkah Daftes, where we compared, they say the word chag also means chagiga, comparing it to Sukkah. So chag means you could bring a carbon chagiga, a shalmi chagiga, that is eaten by the kohanim and by the bailim, but not an olas re'iyah. Ubeis Hillel savri lashem, kol de lashem, Beis Hillel says no, lashem includes anything that is lashem, that also is included in the heter of what you are allowed to do. Rashi says here, it's a big chiddush, even though you have 7 days to bring it. Right, you have 7 days to bring this shalmei the carbon chagiga. So what do you have to do it today for? No, Rashi says, if you don't bring it today, maybe an onis will occur and you'll end up never not bringing it the following days, so we'll allow you. It's a big chiddush, but we'll allow you to bring it. Avon nedarim v'nedavos deriakolein kraven b'yantif. But nedarim v'nedavos, even stam carbonos that have nothing to do with yantif, that you just are using your aliyah l'regel trip to bring, so even Beis Hillel says you cannot bring those on yantif. V'chein amar avada barav, nedarim v'nedavos in kraven b'yantif. That's the sheet of Ula and Ravada Barava that even Beis Hillel would limit it. Says Rav Chanan here, unbelievable. Rav Chanan in the Kovach Yerim says, we would allow, even though you could bring it on other days, we would allow Chilul Yantif for this? Why is that? Oh, so maybe an Onis will occur. Maybe an Onis won't occur. How would we allow these Malachos to take place just because an Onis might occur? Says Rav Chanan, you know, you have to say that it's included in the Heter of Ochal Nefesh. Says Rav Chanan, why would I, I'm sorry, this is Rav Chanan, he says, Pirish Rashi, quotes Rashi, and then he says, Eich efshe lahatir malacha daraisa, mishav chshash shemi yenos, v'nired de beheter ochal nefesh tahave heter, v'lo betores dechia, ein tzorach litzamsein, bahashir shemavasha litzorach yantif, v'ein omrim shemelo yochal kolkach, v'nimsa shahotil litzorach ho, you see an ochal nefesh already, you don't have to be so mitzamsein and know exactly how much you're going to eat. You know, if there's a chance, then it's okay. Kivan de efshar she yitzarech lazeh mikri tzarech hayom b'lo asra Torah. Ela im kein uvadeh l'tzarecho. Only if it's vadeh l'tzarecho. So hachanami. Hechad v'safka l'ashem yenos mikri tzarech hayom mipnei asafik. That's enough to be called tzarech hayom, and therefore it would be allowed. But it's a big chiddush. Big chiddush says the Kovet Shiurim in Rashi. Okay, we continue. That is the Shita of Ula and Rav Ada Bar Ava. Beis Hillel is limited. Meisvei. Let's see. The Brisa says otherwise. Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Lo nechlugu beishem beis Hillel al Ola she'ena shel yantif she'ena kreva biyantif. Everybody agrees. Beishem beis Hillel agrees that an Ola that is not shel yantif cannot be brought on yantif. Rashi says that's tarti l'reyasa. It's not a carbon for today and it's not eaten. Ve'al shlamim she'ena shel yantif shemak kreven biyantif. That's tarti l'tivusa. A shlamim is eaten and it's a shlamim of yantif. So everybody agrees. The first one's us and the second one's mutter. The machlokas is the middle one. Amanech laku al ola shehi shal yantif. An ola, which is yantif ola, v'al shlamim she'ena shal yantif. Each one of those has one achad l'reyasa v'achad l'tivusa. So beishami omrim lo yavi, beishalomrim yavi. So what do you see from there though? That a shlamim that is not shal yantif is not brought, but an ola shehi shal yantif also is the machlokas. But everybody agrees, beishami beishilel, an ola that's not shal yantif is not brought. What do you mean? Ula says that in this case, Ula said in the case that it doesn't have to do with Yantif, it would not be able to be brought. And here, the Brisa says that, no, that's the Machlokas. Even the Shalom Shein and Shal Yantif is Mutter according to Beis Hillel. Kasha and Ula, Taritz Vei Mahachi. Two answers. First answer, rewrite, switch it. Amr Shimon Elazar, Lo Nechlugo Beisham Beis Hillel Al Ola Vishlamim, Shein and Shal Yantif, Shein and Kraven Be Yantif. Everybody agrees that a carbon not of today, you cannot be bring on Yantif. Right? You throw in the Shlamim to fit into Ula. Vyashlamim Shein Shal Yantif, Shein Kraven Be Yantif. And if it's tied to the Tivusa, Shlamim and Yantif, it's Mutter. Amma Nechlaku al Ola Shishal Yantif. That's the only Machlokas. Shebeshame Omrim Lo Yavi, Beisil Omrim Yavi. That is the Machlokas. Rav Yosef Amar. Rav Yosef says, Tanoi Shakal Be Alma. There are no other Tanoim in the world. Tanoi Shakal Be Alma. You had to change it, Tanoi. No, maybe there's another Machlokas. Who look at all like the other Shita? Titanya Shlamim Haba'im Machmas Yantif Biyantif Shlamim that are for Yantif on Yantif Vishami Omrim Somechalem Erev Yantif Vishokhtan Biyantif Vishal Omrim Somechalem Biyantif Vishokhtan Biyantif. That if it's all Yantif Karbanos, Aval Nadarman Adavas, they're very calling Kraven Biyantif. So Ula holds like this day, you don't have to come along and try to change the Brisa. Good, weiter. Vahani tanoi kihani tanoi. And the previous tanoim, the machlokas, well, in the Dharma and the Davers are brought on Yantif, are like the following tanoim. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Ein mevi'in toda b'chag ha-masos. Now we'll mention the 3 days. The Gemara is going to mention all 3 days in the Brisa, and then go into each one of them a little deeper. Titania, ein mevi'in toda b'chag ha-masos. Mipnei chamit sheba. We're not allowed to bring a carbon toda on Pesach, because the toda, as we know, has 40 loaves, 10 of them are chametz, and therefore you're not allowed to bring that carbon because of the chametz shabbat, those 10 loaves. V'lo ba'atzeres b'pnei shehu yantif, and you can't bring it on Shavuos because Shavuos it's yantif. It's only one day, obviously no chol hamoed, so you can't bring a carbon toda, which is a neder u'nedava, which is a voluntary carbon, so to speak, or even if not, even if there is a machlokas elsewhere, Maseches Vachim and Rashi Ala Torah, whether Rashi here, Lushitaso, by the way, is similar. Rashi says, you're mechuyif to bring a carbon toda, but you don't have to bring it today, though. So you can't bring a carbon toda on Pesach because of the chametz. You can't bring it on Shavuos because it's yantif. Avo maybe Adam todas b'chag ha-sukkos, but you can bring it on Sukkos, which we'll see means, according to this day, chol hamoed Sukkos. Good, that is the first opinion in the Brisa. Reb Shimon Omer, Harayu Omer, Bechaga Matzos, Bechaga Shavuos, Bechaga Sukkos. Kol Sheba Bechaga Matzos, Ba Bechaga Shavuos, Bechaga Sukkos. No. Second day, Reb Shimon says, it's all, you compare all three. And the Rashi explains that this line is extra in the Pasuk in Re'eh, so whatever can be brought on Chag HaMatzos can be brought on the other days of Yantif. V'chol shelo ba b'chag HaMatzos, ain't ba b'chag HaShavuos b'chag HaSukkos. And if it can't be brought on Pesach, it can't be brought ever. So we'll have to see what that means. Rabbi Yerba Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Omer, mevi adam todasa b'chag HaSukkos, v'yotzei ba'yidei chavaso. A person can bring it on Sukkos, and v'yotzei, A person can bring his carbon toda and double dip. He can be yotze yischove mishum simcha, the shalmi simcha that he has to bring, he could double dip, vein yotze ba mishum chagiga. But he cannot use his carbon toda for the carbon chagiga. Rashi quotes the pasuk elsewhere that the Gemara darshins, there's a special limud, even though you're usually not allowed to double dip. If I have a chiv of giving meiser ksafim, let's say it's my minog to give meiser ksafim, so then, I'm not allowed to use that for any other mitzvah that I'm obligated in, because that's double dipping in chiyuvim. I'm only allowed to use that for something that I'm not obligated in. I can't use that to pay tuition. I can use that to give scholarships for other children, for chulu. Not getting into the sugya ma'aser ksafim now. But here there's a special din that you are allowed to double dip. So that's the three deos in the brisa. We don't know yet how they are explained to be the machlokes, whether you're allowed to bring the dharma nadavis on yontif. The Gemara will explain. Omar mar. Ein mevi'in. Now we're going to darshin. We're going to go a little deeper into the first day. Ein mevi'in toda b'chag ha'matzos b'bnei chamit shabbat. A person is not allowed to bring carbon toda on Pesach because of the chamitz treat. That's obvious. Carbon toda is full of chamitz. Why would I think otherwise? Of course, says the Gemara. Amar of Ada b'reider of Yitzchak v'amilor of Shmuel bar Abba hacha ba'ar ba'as araskina. No, we're talking about erev Pesach. The chiddush is you can't even bring a carbon toda on erev Pesach, right? We don't say mizbala soda on erev Pesach. Vikasava, ein mevi'in kachin l'meis apsul, because machlokas elsewhere, that you're not allowed to bring a carbon if you are going to have a more limited time than usual to eat the carbon. So you know chametz already becomes aser d'oraisa on erev Pesach at chatzos. There's no karis yet, but it's aser d'oraisa right away at chatzos. Therefore, you're only going to have 2 hours, 3 hours to eat this. That's why you're not allowed to bring it in the first place. Emi v'in kachem l'beis apsul. Ask the tzlach, why don't you bring it on the last day of Pesach? The last day of Pesach. Why? Shvi shel Pesach, because it's eaten that night. See, in that night, and there wouldn't be any Bali Rabbi Yimatze. Why? Because it's Shokachim. Shokachim is the Bali Rabbi Yimatze. So why don't you bring it on the last day? So the Tzlach works it out. Why? You're not allowed to do that. But then he says, what about, after he tries to answer, he says, what about Asi Dochalos Asay? On Erev Pesach. Back to Erev Pesach. Why? Because there's no kares until the night. So ask the tzlach. Asay the asay of eating karbanos should be doche the los asay of eating chametz. And it doesn't become kares. It's not a lot of sheesh, but kares until the night time. So the achronim say maybe the tzlach holds, and the tzlach discusses this a little bit there, that what's the mitzvah asay d'arais of achilas kachin? So if you look in the Rambam has two different levels, both in Sefer HaMitzvahs and in Maisa Karbanos and Perak Yud, that achilas koanim for sure is the mitzvah d'araisa. Achilas Bailim? That's a good question. The Rambam says Kachi Kachim is the mitzvah d'araisa, and also Kachi Kalabi throws in there. But what about Achilas Bailim? Is that included? It could be only the Kohanim's eating, and not the Bailim, and that's why it wouldn't be allowed here. Again, Rashi, in one place at least, in Psachim, and Daphne Gimel says the favorish that the Achilas Bailim was also included in the Mitzvah Zaseh, but maybe the Rambam wouldn't hold that way, and that's why it wouldn't be allowed. But that's the first day. The first day, you're not allowed to bring it on Pesach because of the Chamit Shabbat. V'lo ba'atzeres and b'neshu yantif. You can't bring it on Shavuos because of yantif. What does this first day hold? Ksava, Nadarma Nadavas, and Kirim Yantif. So the first day holds, you can't bring Nadarma Nadavas on Yantif. Aval maybe Adam told us about Chagas Sukkot, but you can bring it on Sukkot. When? Amos, Ilema Biyantif Atzmo, if it's on Yantif, Mamish, Vahamri, Velobatzer, Beishu Yantif. The previous line said, no, Shavuos, you can't bring it. El Bechol Shomoid, Chalamoid. So the first day in the Brisa is the Shita that holds that you're not allowed to bring Nadarma Nadavas on Yantif. Reb Shimon Omer now second day. Harei Omer, what was the second day? Quoting again. V'chaga Matzos v'chaga Shavuos v'chaga Sukkos. Kol Shabbat v'chaga Matzos, Ba v'chaga Shavuos v'chaga Sukkos. V'chol Shelo Ba v'chaga Matzos, Eina Ba v'chaga Shavuos v'chaga Sukkos. Special din Reb Shimon has that you can't bring it on any of the Chagim because it's not roi for all the Chagim. Like Shavuos, you can't bring it on any of the Chagim. Maskev l'Reb Zera. Hashta Selusei Misalsina. Nadar Man Davos Mibo. I don't understand, says Reb Zera. You're allowed to chop wood, finally. You're allowed to gather wood from Mechubar on Chol HaMoed. Right, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah Moed Katan. Quotes an eight seminar Mechubar v'moed. Let's Orach HaMoed. So here you can't do this. You're going to eat it. What, it'll be more chamor? You're allowed to do Malacha Daraisas. Amar Abaya, this is what Reb Shimon really means. This second day. Pakravakul, Yamalo Pligi Deshari. No, everybody, even Reb Shimon agrees you're allowed to bring on Chol HaMoed. He's not arguing on that. Ki pligi lemekim alei b'bal ta'acher. The machlokas between the Tanakam and Reb Shimon is a totally different machlokas. About b'al ta'acher, the isser of delaying to bring your karbanos till after yantif. We just discussed this in Mitzvah Shir. In the Mitzvah Shir, feel free to listen. In the OU.org website here, the Mitzvah Shir, b'al ta'acher. Tanakam asavar. Tanakam asol shlosh. Shogalom rachmon afilu shlokesidron. The Tanakam says, if I make a neder to bring a karban, once three regalim pass, then I violate the Isser D'Oraisa of Baal Ta'acher. And therefore, Rashi explains here, it's an Eisa Tova, that if it's before Sukkot, you have to bring it then. Because why? Because if you don't bring it Sukkot, then you're going to violate all three. Because you can't bring it on Pesach, or Karpet Todah, because it is Chavetz. You can't bring it on Shavuos because it's only Yantif. So you have to bring it this Sukkot. So Eisa Tova Kamashlot, if you don't bring it on Sukkot, if you make the Neder before Sukkot, so you have to bring it on Sukkot, or else you are stuck, you're going to violate. Reb Shimon Savar, Kisidron, and Shlok Kisidron, no. Reb Shimon says, no, only Kisidron. If you make the Neder before Sukkot, you have Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot. It has to be in that order, in order to violate. So you don't have to be so pushy and giving it this first Sukkot, you could also bring it the next Sukkot. Big discussion here in the Achronim, the Pnei Yeshua here has a very important line, where he quotes the Chacham Tzvi, who asks, what do you need this Eitzah Tova for? Bring it at the first one? Even, find Baal Ta'achar, you have to three Yamim Tovim. But, what about the Aseh? The Aseh is right away. The Aseh is after by the first Yantif. The Pnei Yeshua says here, and all the Achronim discuss this Pnei Yeshua, that maybe the Los Aseh of Baal Ta'achar and the Aseh are different. The Aseh is only violated keeping your word only if you were mafresh the animal and then didn't bring it. But if you aren't even mafresh the animal yet, there's no assay. That's an important discussion in the Pnei Yoshua. Okay, there are other answers there, but we don't have time right now. Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon Omer, the third day of the Brisa, maybe Adam told us b'chaga Sukkot. You can bring it on Sukkot. Amos, what does that mean? Ilei b'chol shel moed hainu Tanakama. It's the same day as the Tanakama. Ela b'yantif. It must be the third day of holds. You can bring it even on Yantif. A kasav and a darm and a davas craven b'yantif. You can bring it on Yantif. That's the machlokes. So maishna chaga Sukkot tenoke. Why did the dafka say Sukkot? Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon l'taimei. D'tani, Rav Shimon Omer lo yomar chaga Sukkot shebo hakaz medaber. The pasuk doesn't have to say chaga Sukkot. That's extra. Lama nemar lo mershezeh achron. Rav Shimon holds, like we just said in the Brisa, that it has to be in order. Pesach Shavuos Sukkot. That's why it emphasizes Sukkot by Baal Ta'achar. Blazer Reb Shimon Omer Lo Mer Shezeh Gorim. No, Shezeh Gorim. It says Sukkot to tell me that Zeh Gorim, that this causes Baal Ta'achar, even if you were no there before the Chag, because once Sukkot passes, you violate. Okay, we'll have to talk more about Baal Ta'achar by the Shem in the coming days, but we will stop here.